سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So from verses 13 onwards, we've discussed already, and we've cited to you the incident of Ashab al-Qaryah. But we didn't complete the incident. So we got to the point, two messengers were sent, and then Allah Azawajal strengthened with a third, and the people, inhabitants of that particular town, had belied, rejected these messengers. We've mentioned to you already that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he has stated that these are prophets of Allah. And then the Sahabi radiallahu anhu had mentioned that no, this year was disciples. And who said this? Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu, the Honorable, he has said that Mursaloon means and appears to mean that the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So because they were carrying the message of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they also are messengers. So messengers of the messengers. So anyway, moving forward, these people had rejected and they said, قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا, that you are nothing more than human beings like us. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, has not sent down anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ, you are but telling a lie. They said, you know what, our sustainer knows that we are undoubtedly sent to you. Our message obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly. They said, we take you as a bad omen for us. If you do not desist, we will certainly stone you and you will be subjected to a painful punishment from us. Then we moved on and we said now that these messengers responded to, actually, قالوا, they said, طائركم معكم, this bad omen is with you. Your bad omen, direct translation, طائركم معكم, your bad omen is with yourselves. أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ, if you are given good counsel, if you are given good counsel, you take it as a bad omen, that's what it means. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ, and rather you are people who cross all limits. Now, coming to this verse here. A man comes from the furthest portion, from the furthest place of Al-Madina. So here we come, verse number 20. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waja'a min aqsa al-Madinati rajulun yas'a. Qala ya qawmi ittabi'u al-mursaleen.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ, a man came rushing from the furthest part of the city. يَسْعَى, rushing. So وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى, and there came a man rushing from the furthest part of the city. And let's just finish the verse. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and there came a man rushing from the furthest part of the city. And what did he say? قَالَ, O people, ya qawm, ittabi'u al-mursaleen, follow the message, obey the messengers, follow the messengers. And then he gives, why must you follow them? Follow those. Let's turn to verse 21 of Surah Yasin.
Ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajran wa hum muhtadun.
So this, he said, follow, obey those who do not ask for any. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم, follow those who do not ask. What do they not ask for? They do not ask for any reward from you, and they are on the right path. These are two conditions. They do not ask for any money from you. They do not ask any reward from you. they are just plainly doing وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Our responsibility is to convey the message. We don't want wealth. And this year is, if you want to search, if you want to do your work with sincereness, you cannot ask for a remuneration or a payment. And now a person is involved in this. We're saying he's involved in teaching. So for that time that he's teaching, that time, if he's paid for it, it's perfectly fine. But he must also consider doing something for the pleasure of Allah where there's no payment taken. This year may be that opportunity now to do the effort of da'wah without any remuneration. He should set aside certain acts. If he's involved in a particular teaching post or is teaching hifz, so that time which is now using, he was probably going to be working. So now he's taken, now he's been paid for that time. But still, he must add in a little bit so that it can prove his sincereness, inshallah. Our Honorable Ustad, I've heard this just recently. So, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab, Damat Barakatu, it said that he mentioned to another senior Mufti that, see, I'm not sure if I'll be rewarded for this teaching because I'm getting paid for it. So I'm doing the responsibility and I'm paying. I'm getting paid for it. But that's why I come at nights to teach so that, inshallah, I may be rewarded for it. That's extra from my side. So this is, we must always look for that little bit extra. We said to you, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, pious saint, passes away, someone sees him in the dream. How did you fare? They ask. He says, Allah has been kind upon me. He hasn't seen all those finer points, but has forgiven me because of those two rakats of salah, which I read in the dead of the night. So, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. Follow, obey, he who does not ask for any reward, any payment, وهم مهتدون, and they are on the right path. So, yeah. Now, let's go back to verse number 20. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. So Al-Madinah, yeah, let's discuss this. Previously we said وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. Cite to them. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا. Cite to them the incident. And what? أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, the people of this particular town. Ya وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. A man came from the furthest portion, the furthest part of the city, rushing, yas'a. You know, today is Jumu'ah. So you say, you turn to Suratul Jumu'ah, and what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So it doesn't mean now you must run to the masjid. Yes, this meaning, yas'a, carries the meaning of running, but sometimes it's that one desire of the heart. So here, fas'aw ila dhikrillah, it means now turn your attention and head to the masjid now. Head to the remembrance of Allah. Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Put those shutters on your shops and head now full attention towards remembering Allah. This is it. So yeah, when we say yas'a and waja'a min aqsa, so aqsa, yeah, doesn't mean masjid al-aqsa. Aqsa means the furthest part, al-madina. Waja'a min aqsa al-madina. A man came from the furthest part of the city. Rajulun is a man. And yas'a, rushing. So yeah, rushing was either in the sense where he was running, or it can also mean that this year means that he was walking towards with a purpose, with a sense of purpose. And that's what we said. Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. You're walking, you're doing something with an objective. That is what you are doing. Now, Al-Madina and Al-Qarya. How do we now reconcile this? Yeah. So Arabic lexical usage, when you're using the word Al-Qarya, so it does not signify a small village. It means a habitation in the absolute sense. So now it may be a small habitation or a big city. In this verse, this place has been identified as Al-Madina, a name that is used only for a big city. So understand this well. Al-Qarya does not signify a small village. It means a habitation in the absolute sense, right? It can't be a small city, but it signifies habitation in the absolute sense. Now this habitation may be a small habitation or even a big city. This is where it is. Small village is out. It is either a habitation, and this habitation may be big or small. So with this word, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ الْمَدِينَة comes in. This now clarifies that this is a big city. Because Al-Madina can only be used for a big city. So it supports those who have mentioned that it took place in a big city. And the name has been mentioned, but we said in this particular aspect, Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, in his tafsir point that is made here, abhimu ma abhamahu Allah, that what must we do? Keep ambiguous what Allah Azza wa Jal has kept ambiguous. So the person, who was this man now? This Rajul, who was he? They say Habib al-Najjar. So Habib was his name, and he was the person who came from this area now. What was his background? How did everything just work out? What drove him towards this year? So his name was Habib ibn Ismail, Habib bin Ismail al-Najjar, right? So he was a carpenter. Al-Najjar means he was a carpenter. He believed in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before actually Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come. Habib. But now we're still asking, and this burning question is, how did he bring Iman? This is the burning question. So we said to you, this famine broke out. People, the inhabitants of that area, attached this and said it's a bad omen attached to these messengers. Because that was the hearts, polluted hearts. They wanted out from this. Nobody must come tell us what to do here. This person, Habib, he was sick. And he was suffering from a particular disease. Scholars have mentioned this disease which he suffered from. It meant that he had the skin disease and he was really suffering and he was turning towards his idols. And he says for 70 years he kept on praying to his assumed gods. He was suffering from leprosy. And he's asking these idols to help him, assist him, but of to no avail. These messengers which we spoke about came to him and they said, and they gave him the message of Tawheed, they gave him encouragement, they seized the opportunity. Remember Yusuf alayhi salam in the prison also seized the opportunity to give the message of Tawheed. So here you must also search for these opportunities, and this is exactly what these messengers had done. So we mentioned to you Sadiq, Masduq, and Shim'un, these were the names that were given of these messengers. So when they were passing, they said, here's an opportunity. They spoke to him and they said, so his response was, but for so many years, 70 years now, I'm praying to these idols for cure from this leprosy, and you telling me all of a sudden it can just be removed like this? They said, Allah Azza wa Jal, they gave this message of Tawheed. And they gave it with such beautiful confidence. And he then gets cured and he embraces Iman. Now this is where we drive you towards. You know when you ask for something and it's been granted to you, How's your iman at that particular point? You are boosting with iman. You just, you know, you've asked, sometimes you ask for, but still yet, and Allah Azza wa Jal grants it to you. How's your iman at that particular point? You feeling boosted because you feeling you asked Allah and He granted it to you, and this was against all what you thought. You thought you were definitely going to fail, but Allah saved you from that embarrassment, because that's what we've placed importance, passing and failing school. That's become our success and failure in life. But nonetheless, I'm just drawing your attention to give you these examples. So his iman was boosted. A person is sick, he gets cure. How's your iman? So that's what drove him, is walking with this urgency. Do not belie these messengers. Follow them. We'll continue with this incident.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.